Okay, so we're continuing in the Tosfos and the Rashba on Gimel and Beis and Shabbos. So I guess the issue is the kasha we raised on Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, so he says, if you put your hand, the Gemara says, if you put your hand on the cross, the outstretched hand has the din of a karmelis. Okay, at least at this stage of the Gemara, it has the din of a karmelis. So the Brisa which says you're allowed to bring it back. So it says, yeah, that's if you go the Ma'ala Ma'asara. So you put your hand above 10 into the Makam Bator, which is Mata, and then you go from the Makam Bator into the Rishas Yachad. So that's also Mata. So there's no problem. So everything's hunky dory. That's Tosex explains it. Okay. So we just asked a simple question. Simple question is that when you go from Rosh HaSiyachid to Rosh HaSarab and through the Makom Bator, and you say that that's like a hefsek, so to speak, the Makom Bator is a hefsek, that's talking about if it's nach in the Makom Bator. If it just simply passes through the airspace of the Makom Bator, so like when it comes to the Deoraisa, so you're 100% chayev. And when it would come to this Darabonon, it would seem you should be 100% asar. Because the Makom Bator only registers, it would seem, if you place it down there. So in this case, in Tosfos' case, it doesn't say anything about being meniach your hand, about stopping your hand, or meniach the object somehow, or something. It just seems to be, you just move it back, and then the Makom Bator is going to be like a hefsek somehow. So it just doesn't seem to work out with the facts of the way this Makom Bator trick works. Right? So is the problem. Something like this. That. Let's see, why is it? Let's go back a step. Why don't you say when you go from Rosh Siyachid to Rosh Sarabim through a Makom Bator that the Makom Bator is like a mafsek? Why don't you say, look, you're going from Rosh Siyachid to Makom Bator, and then from Makom Bator to Rosh Sarabim? So why don't you say that? Okay. So it was a nach. Right? Okay. So what? So it's one thing is ma'isa. So it say, but are you transferring it? Like, isn't the transfer from Rosh Yachid to Makom Bator to Rosh Hashanah? Right? Like, why don't you say that? Apparently, you don't say that. So it would seem that the way it works is that like you have an object in Rosh Yachid, let's say, and you're ogre it. So it would seem that until the object actually is munach once again, it still, so to speak, retains its quality as like an object of Rosh HaSiyachid. Okay, it's still, so to speak, it's makom, it's associated still to Rosh HaSiyachid. So you broke its kvias, but it hasn't really, until you give it a new place, it lacks in the break from Rosh HaSiyachid. You know, it would be like, it's like a waiting, so like a waiting return, so to speak. You pick it up, but it's always ready to be put down. It's just, yeah, because that's the makom of the object. So you haven't really changed this makom until you really put it down in another place. Okay, but until you put it down, it still retains its identification with the original place that it was. Okay, it's like it never really left there. It's only to be put back there. I mean, and therefore, so if you go through the Makom Bator, you don't really say it's like an object of the Makom Bator. It's still like an object of the Shasayachid. I mean, and it becomes, the removal from the Shasayachid is completed when it becomes a Nach somewhere else. So that breaks that, and it's no longer an object of the Shasayachid. Now it's become an object of the Shasarab. It's become removed, or object of Karmelis, whatever. It becomes removed from the Shasayachid when its transit ceases. When its motion ceases. You know what I mean? But until that point, it's like, that's still its location. Sometimes you could have a temporary, you know, you could leave a location temporarily, but it's still only to go back there, because after all, that's its makom. Okay, so far so good? Okay. So, fine. Now, if that's the case, you accept that. Now let's see what happens here. So you have a karmelis. So you have the karmelis. Your hand becomes a karmelis. Your outstretched hand becomes a karmelis. Okay? Now you slowly... Now the object isn't, so to speak, an object of karmelis, right? That's the shushos. Now you slowly lift your hand up through the Makom Bator. Okay? Now, what are you going to say at that moment? What happens? Okay, if you want to carry over the same thing that we just said, you'll say, well, it's still an object of karmelis, right? It's still an object of karmelis, and it's awaiting to go back to that karmelis, right? But there is no karmelis. The second your hand goes l'mayla me'asara, the karmelis disappears. You know what I mean? Like the karmelis, it only exists insofar as you have an outstretched hand into the rishus harabim. And therefore, that is what has been karmelis. But an outstretched hand into the makom b'tor, for instance, isn't a karmelis. This is a new rishus of the outstretched hand where the body is yachad, the hand is in rishus harabim, has a din of a karmelis. Right, that's the knas. If above 10 was also karmelis, then it wouldn't help you. It wouldn't be helping you, right? So apparently above 10, when your hand's above 10, your hand, it's not a karmelis anymore, right? So the very rishus of the karmelis simply ceases to exist. So now what are you going to say? The object is still an object of rishus of karmelis? Can't say that, because there is no karmelis. The karmelis, until an object of that rishus, it's awaiting to go back to that rishus. That rishus just is disintegrated. Okay, so now you'll have to ask, so where is the makom and the object at that moment? So there's only one answer. Makom b'tor. It's not a munach. That's true. The reason you need a munach is because since it already has a relationship to a different makom through a hanacha, it's awaiting to go back to there. So the makom b'tor, it's like a transit state. It's not a real relationship. But when the rishus which it came from disappears, and all it has now is the rishus which it's in, and now it's in rishus, so now it's in makom b'tor. So you basically went from karmelis to makom b'tor. And then basically you're going from makom b'tor to rishus yachid. Oh, so that's fine. That should be fine, or that's the question. You know what I mean? That's the question. You know what I mean? But it becomes broken up. The reason why it doesn't normally come broken up is because the fact that when it's in the going through the airspace of the makom b'tor, it still has its identification with the original rishus. So it never really, it's not viewed as like two-step process. Because there's no two steps, it's just one continuous process. It was always related to the rishus ayachid. But there always is rishus harabim. But you can only say that if the rishus harabim still exists. You can't say the object is still identified. That's its makom. That's its makom. It's like if you had a guy, for instance, a guy who's a traveler, he's a citizen, let's say he's an American citizen, or a citizen of, let's say, some third world country, I don't know. Let's say, he's a citizen of some third world country, so then he's, when he travels, that's still his home. You know, that's his home. So even when he's traveling, that's what he is. He's a guy of that country, you know. But if that country ceases to exist, okay, you can't say that's his home, there's no country. So now basically he is where he is. If he's in America, he's American, whatever. That's his only relationship. So, what I'm saying is this is unique. In normal karmelis, if you went from karmelis to rishus yachid, like a real karmelis, and you put it above 10 first and then into the rishus yachid, so without being man yachid in the makom b'tor, then it would be the same thing. It's basically going straight from karmelis to rishus yachid. Right? Straight from rishus yachid. It doesn't help you if you go above 10. Like you go out on the street, Elvira, you know, you pick your hand off above 10 and then you walk inside, it doesn't work. You can't do that. It has to be a munach on that other rishus, you know? And, but anyways, it would be also the Ravonim to do that, whatever. But it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But over here by the karmelis, it's only because of the unique nature of this karmelis that the very existence of the rishus is dependent upon it being under 10. So the second it goes above 10, it simply doesn't exist anymore. So now it just becomes an object of makom b'tor, even without a hanacha. It's like a unique way. It's like only kind of case. I'm not going to have a case like that. It's exceptional case, but it's but I think it's good that they don't talk about it. You know what I mean? In a certain sense, it's like if you just think it through, that's just what happens. You know what I mean? It's not like it's not a move. Once you realize this, it's somewhat obvious. You know what I mean? Because you just have to notice that's what's happening. You know what I mean? It seems like this is just an assumption that they understand this. They think through the thing carefully. You know, if they have this way of thinking about that thing, about the Rishas Yachad, the Rishas Rabim, if that's the way you think of it, that it's still an object of the Rishas Yachad, and that's why if you go through Makom B'tor without resting, it's you're still Chayev. If that's the way you consider think of it, then in this case, when you consider this case, you'll realize you don't need to be a Man Yachad. It's just a natural thing. They don't have to address it. It just is. It just follows from the conceptual understanding of it. It's just that we don't know why it is. You know, like we have to think it through. But that's just what they're just assuming it. So now back to the Tosfos and the Rashba. So the Rashba is a kasha. He's a kasha on Tosfos. So what's his kasha on Tosfos? His kasha on Tosfos is, he has two kashas. But I think I want to hold off on it. One of his kashas is from Ravibi, because he says, what are you worried about that he's going to come to Chiyuv Chatos? Because the Gemara says, how could you have this gezeira that you have to keep his hand now by accident it's going to come to Chiyuv Chatos? So how's it ever going to come to Chiyuv Chatos? Because he could just bring his hand back. Right? So that's one kasha. But that's kind of from the cheshbon of the Gemara, which we didn't get up to, about Ravibi. So I have an answer for that question, but it's a cheshbon answer. And it's Talian. Because it's a cheshbon question. He's just saying, why is the Gemara asking from Ravibi later? But, you know, but there's a problem. But if you look at the cheshbon, it's not, I think you can answer it. It only asked from Ravibi later. It didn't ask him Ravibi at this point. It asked him later. But things changed a little bit later. So let's leave that alone. You know, maybe let me just spell it out now. Okay, this is, I'm just going to explain, just to show how you can answer the first question. It's not going to work for the second question. But there's, what's this kasha? This kasha is that the Gemara later says that how could you say that you have to, you have to keep your hand stuck out there, but by accident you may drop it, and if you drop it by accident, you may chayv chatos. So how could the Rabbanan make an iser that's going to cause you to be a violator chayv chatos? So it must be, right? That's the question. So it says, the Rashba asks on Tosos, oh, if that's the case, so then if you're allowed to just pull your hand up, then it's never going to come to Chiyuv Chatos, right? Okay. See, but if you remember, the Gemara had two stages. Originally, this stage of our Gemara, the Gemara is assuming this is the Knas, is it's a real Karmelis. It really has the status of a Karmelis, right? It really has the status of a Karmelis. That's the Halacha. It's a Karmelis. Okay? That's the Knas. They gave it a Din Karmelis. Now, right, they gave it a Din Karmelis. So now Tosa is saying, oh, if it has Din Karmelis, then you could just go from Makom Patur, Karmelis, to Makom Patur, to Shul Siachet, and it's fine. Okay. But afterwards, if you remember, the Gemara changed, and it says, maybe really you'll say everyone holds that there's no Knas. I'm sorry, it's not Karmelis. But there's a Knas anyways. It's a Knas of Alma, the Rabbanon, even though technically you can't give it a Din Karmelis, let's say, for whatever reason, but still it's a Knas. They, what it means, Knas, still they penalized you and said you have to keep your hand out there anyways. I mean, but that's a different kind of a knas. That's not saying it has a din karmelis. That's just saying, since you did this avera, we're forcing you to keep your hand there. Now, in that framework, putting it through Makom Patur isn't going to help you, because it's not a din karmelis. It's just saying is that we're penalizing you and forcing you to keep your hand there. Right? So what's Makom Patur going to help you there? That's just a penalty. You know what I mean? And then the Gemara says, oh, hold on, but now the guy's going to come to Chiyuv Chatos, because you're forcing him to leave his hand out there. So, but the Karmelis trick, the Makom Patur trick isn't going to work at that stage of the Gemara. The Makom Patur trick is only going to work if you're still at the stage of the Gemara where it's working through a Knas, where it's working through a Din Karmelis. So if it's Din Karmelis, now it's going to take on the rules of Karmelis. The rules of Karmelis, you go through Makom Patur, it'll be fine. So, but at that stage, the Gemara never asked this Rav Bibi thing. The Gemara only asked it afterwards, once the Gemara changed from the saying, no, it doesn't have Din Karmelis, it's just the Knas of Alma. Knas of Alma, this trick isn't going to help you anymore. You follow? Okay, it's just a cheshbon point, but I think that question of the Rashba, I think you could answer like that. Okay, if you follow, good. If not, it's the cheshbon. I mean, we didn't really do the Gemara, so but I don't want to spend more time on it. Okay, so but the second question is a problem, because the second question is that the whole thing is like a joke, because what kind of a kanas is it that they say the guy we're going to say your outstretched hand is then karmelis, you're not allowed to bring your hand up, you're not allowed to bring your hand back. But you could just as well bring it to the Ma'alam Asar and then bring it back. So whoever heard of a Knas like that? I mean, you know, the Rabbanon are just, they're wasting their time. It's a Knas, which is simply never going to express itself. Well, a Knas, the whole idea of a Knas, like you're trying to penalize the guy. Well, that's a penalty. Penalty is you just get around it in one step. Just pick your hand up. Right? So that's a Skasha. And therefore he holds it's impossible. You can't say that. He says, you can't say that. I can't say it's mutter to put your hand up like that. And he says, you have to say it's Asar. I mean, he's going to get to why you have to say how it's Asar, but he says it can't be that it's going to be mutter to do that. Okay, because then the whole thing, it just doesn't work. It's a joke. So the question is, how's Tosfos going to answer that? I mean, that seems to be an obvious problem. Right? I mean, it's, right? How's Tosfos going to around that? Yeah, so David just points out is it seems like Tosfos Shita is Asruha. Right? So he's saying if it's Asruha, maybe you'll say it's easier to understand a little bit than it's a Knas. Because the Knas, what kind of Knas? An Isser, I mean, it's still a little difficult. It's still difficult because Isser, why should they ask her? What kind of Isser is that? It's an Isser that he can get around. It seems like it's, they had to make an Isser. It's not an automatic Isser. So still, why they ask her? So you could argue it's a little bit easier, though. But still, as you see, Tosfos was Masupak about whether it was a Knas or not. He didn't commit. It's possible to learn that it is a Knas. He's not sure. So it doesn't seem like a... You know, but still, he seems to be saying that it's Mutter. Whether it's a Knas or whether it's an Esser, it's still Mutter to do this thing above 10. So, if that's the case, he's still the same problem. So apparently he held it made sense even if it were Knas. He didn't say it can't be a Knas, because how does above 10 work? He didn't say that, you know? Something like this is that according to Tosfos, so let's just get into this question, is that, remember the old question is that, how did Abaye know that, let's say it was a Knas. Let's pretend it's a Knas for the time being. I mean, Tosfos certainly considered that as a possibility, right? I think anything you say, I think should be able to be transferred to Israel. But let's just start with Knas. So it was a Knas. So Abaye was asking Abaye, were they Kones here, you, or were they Kones here or not? So remember we asked, it's like, I don't know, why should they be, do you know of such a Knas? I mean, if you never heard of it, why should you assume there's a Knas here? Right? And you see, even afterwards, the Gemara says, no, maybe there was no Knas of Carmelis, but maybe there's a Knas of Alma, maybe they're Kones here, just whatever. I mean, like, where does this whole thing come from, right? So we explained that, right? We said that really the problem is that a person, why the Rabbanan, like Rashi says, hol hischa b'aser, right? Which means that really this putting your hand across the Roshos with an object is haschalas ha'otzah, haschalas the deraisa, and it's awesome, the Rabbanan. And the problem is that a person feels as if he's not really doing anything, okay? And therefore a person is prone to be doing it. And not only prone to be doing it, he's prone to violate the deraisa. Right, because this whole thing, I mean, the Reisel itself is like a Ruah. A person doesn't really feel like he's doing anything in Otsah. And certainly here he doesn't feel like he's doing anything because in terms of the object, he really didn't change the Makom of the object because the object is really defined by his Goth. So when he puts his hand across the border, that's an Issa Derabbanan, which is like sort of very insubstantial kind of an Issa. And a person feels as if there's nothing to it. He's not accomplishing, he's not doing anything. Right? And we said, therefore, it seems like Abaye understood that this Isser could use the support of a Knas. Because what then we said is that a Knas does, is besides for a force of penalizing the guy, it tells you, yes, you did do something. This is a significant action. You've moved your hand into a Carmelis. It partook. Why is it Knas? Because you're partaking of the Rishos HaRabim. You've begun Hotzah, and something has taken place. You can't move your hand back, and there is a reality to what you've actually just done. So by having the Knas in place, a person is going to recognize that going like putting his hand across, although the in terms of the rice of the Rishos of the thing hasn't changed, and the Rabbanan it has, and in reality you've actually accomplished something. Okay? And the Isser serves to keep that in a person's mind. Every guy who heard of this Knas is going to realize that this is something significant happening. You're actually beginning Hotzah, and not only you begin Hotzah in the Rishos and the Rabbanan, you're going from Rishos Yechad to Carmelis. So the existence of this Isser is going to be served to cause people to recognize this Isser and to be able to avoid this Isser and avoid the Deoraisa. Okay? So with that premise in mind, so you can argue that the Isser is not, doesn't necessarily work through the prohibition. The fact that the guy's going to get stuck there and it's going to be painful and torturous and he's never going to do it again because it's so hard. This is not true. He could just go up with Milo Masara. But the idea is that the existence of the Isser itself and the fact that this has a Din Carmelis tells the person that something has happened. There is an Isser, something significant has transpired here. There's a new Rishos. In order to bring it back, you have to realize your hand is now in a Carmelis. You got to go to Milo Masara and then bring it back. So therefore, a person now recognizes he's going to think twice before he does it, not because he's worried about the consequences. His consequences are minimal. Because the consequences bring to his mind that he's really involved in a Haskalah of a Deraisa and involved in something significant. Because it brings to his mind that you see that that's a Knas service to underscore that. You know what I mean? So the fact that the prohibition is weak is not the point. The prohibition is there to help bring to his mind and to prevent him from the Deraisa. You know, it prevents him from the Deraisa. So that's what I'll say. It's not a problem. It's not a joke. The premise of saying it's a joke is that the Rabbanan are trying to penalize you and to cause you to have a heart to suffering, or so to speak, to punish you and thereby prevent you. Oh, so you say, what kind of punishment is that? What kind of prohibition is that? It's not very prohibitive, it's not a prohibitive prohibition, and it's not a penalizing penalty. But the thing is, if the premise is that it's just there to teach you, to underscore the reality of what you're doing, oh, so then it does. It's doing that. It brings that to your mind very well. And every person, the fact that you have to think twice once it's in that rishos, so it's not like it's non-existent, it's just easy to get around. But who cares? The Torah's not interested in making you pain in pain, it's just interested in showing you the idea. Okay? So the question is, so what's the Rashba's problem? Sounds good, right? What's the Rashba's problem now? Okay, good. So perhaps I think they were saying good, is that the Rashba will learn that, I'm just going to draw it out a little bit, but the Rashba will learn that there's two ways you can teach people things. There's one way you can teach people things is by giving a shiur. You can tell them to give them a shiur and tell them that Hotzah is a real Isser, and you're doing Haskalah Hotzah, and it's also to bring your hand across the border, and you start giving them a whole class about it, and you teach it to them. There's another way to teach them is through Kanas, through penalties, and through a deterrence, Isurim, and through, you know, so to speak, through legislation. There's limud and there's legislation. And legislation involves Isurim, Kanasos. Now, you can't mix up these two vehicles. I mean, for instance, a Kanas is a penalty. And an Isser is a prohibition. So it's true that an Isser, a Kanas, or an Isser may have the effect of teaching people. But you can't legitimize the existence of a Kanas because it will end up, people will learn something, if it's not legitimized in its own framework, if it's not a penalty. And since in the framework of it being a penalty, and in the framework of being a prohibition, this is a measly penalty and a measly prohibition, because he's not penalized, he could just bring his hand back, and he's not even prohibited, he could just count the prohibition as that. So therefore, there's no halacha. You can't have a legislation like that. The legislation has the core of the legislation, the vehicle which you're using is a knas or is an isser, and it has no teeth as a penalty or as a prohibition. So he says that's not halachically. You simply can't do that. It will work. People will learn the lesson. If I teach them a lesson through some other method. You can't. It's like a misuse of the halachic system. You can't just set up a kanas, which doesn't make sense as a kanas, because you want to have a good limud. You know what I mean? Apparently, Tosus holds that you could do that. Apparently, he holds that that doesn't matter. That since that is a function of Isurim or of kanasos is to create deterrence and to teach people ideas and to protect them from the Deoraisa. And this Isser or this Knas will have that effect, will bring about the desired effect, even though insofar as the structure itself, it doesn't warrant its own existence, or it doesn't even fit into the thing, but Chazal could use that. So that's the question. Is that a legitimate method? Is that a legitimate usage of a Knas? Could use a knas, a penalty, which doesn't really serve to penalize, but it just serves to be a reminder. You know what I mean? To show a person. I mean, usually, there's two examples of this, but I mean, I think, yeah, usually there's no reason to do that. Why would you do such a thing? I mean, you might as well make a knas, a penalty. I mean, it will work better, by the way, if the penalty actually hurts the guy, or prohibition actually prohibits a guy, it will be a better reminder. But here you can't do it because of the way in which you're going to make a kanas is you can give it in the end of Carmelis. Now once you give it in the end of Carmelis, there are principles here. The way Carmelis works is that you can go to Maila Masara. That's just the way it is. You go through Makom Tor and it works out. So that's the way it turns out. So this is all we can do. Unless you want to posit kanas of Alma, which the Gemara does do next. And within that framework, you wouldn't say that you could go to Maila Masara because then it's really legitimate. Then it's, you're really setting up a regular penalty, and then you're not going to be bound by this Makom Patur deal. You know what I mean? That's the way they would have set it up. And that's when the Gemara says, but by doing that, you run into Ravivi's problem. You know what I mean? But at this stage, the Knas is a much smoother halachic tzura, which is Kekarmelis. But the problem is, by doing so, you're bound by the rules of Karmelis, which is that you can go to Ma'alam Asara. And now the Knas is only going to function, it's going to be a weak penalty, but still a fine limud. You know what I mean? But the question is, is that possible? Could you have such a thing? Yeah, you're right. It's not a common case, so you're not going to have a lot of cases that would disprove it. Because you have to have, like, this is because of the specifics of this case. But conceptually, you can see it's a very interesting question. Could you make use of that kind of a thing? You know, you could say it's an abuse of the system. I mean, or you could say, no, the whole objective of the system, after all, is really just to teach to be a mishmaris, and it's going to function to be a mishmaris. So, you know, so what's the problem? I mean, you could see going both ways. It's an interesting question, you know. Daniel's point is good. I mean, it's true. You could question By Knas, definitely, this is true. That a Knas, which doesn't have any, which is just very easy to get around, is meaningless as a Knas. But an Isser, the idea of the prohibition is they're saying your hand, if you learn it's Me'asruha, it means your hand partakes of the properties of Karmelis, and therefore the Rabbana Nasir. They said you're not allowed to do it because, I don't know, so I guess you'll confuse it with regular Karmelis or, you know, something like that. So if that's the case, so now if you go through Makom Torah, fine. So it's easy. Okay, so what? But they're prohibiting going directly from this fake Karmelis to Rishas Yachid because it's going to be confused with the real Karmelis. And so if that's the case, Asruah wouldn't be so bad. It's a joke, yeah, but that is the nature of the thing. They want to make sure a guy notices that can't go from Karmelis to Yachid, and this is like a Karmelis. I could hear that. It's true. But I mean, I think it's... And Knas is definitely a Kasha. I mean, see, Tosus considers that. Tosus considers it as possible that it was a Knas. Could be Asruah also, I'm not sure. But I hear what you're saying. I can see justifying it as an Esser. I mean, that's fine. So there, sir. So now we'll do is, just to finish up this part, I mean, I think this is, oh, there's another, I may want to get back to Rashi or further than Gemara, but this segment here is, so the Rashba now doesn't like Tosis, right? Doesn't like Tosis, because he holds that how could it be that you could have an Isser of bringing it back, it's Karmelis, but you're allowed to bring your hand back, above 10, that's crazy. What kind of an Isser, what kind of Knas is that? Right? So therefore he holds it must be that it's Asser. But why is it Asser? It's Karmelis. After all, you're allowed to go from the Karmelis and walk towards it, right? So he says, V'linera, de'afil lehotzi l'mal miyad Asser, l'chachila. No, it is Asser to go l'mal miyad. It is Asser to go, to bring it back l'mal miyad. Why? De'chayshinon dilma shadilehu. Because we're worried, perhaps you're going to throw it. Just give me one second. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's going back on the original thing. Because remember Rashi's way. He's going back to Rashi, actually. Because Rashi held. He basically rejects Tosa's way, bringing it back. I forget about it. So what does it mean then? It means that if you put. It's talking about the initial putting it out. So if you outstretch your hand. Regular, below 10. So that's an Isser D'Rabbanan. And therefore there's a Knas. But if you go L'mayla Me'asara, it means if you put your hand out above 10, so you put your hand out above 10, so it's saying is that there's no Knas. Right? Because you're putting your hand out above 10. So, because there's no Isser. Because you're putting out above 10, but you're not doing anything wrong. You're putting it into the Makom Torah. So that's what Tosfos asked. He said, but what do you mean? But... that's mutter, 100%. So what are you teaching me? There's no Isser, there's no Knas. Of course there's no Knas, because he didn't do anything wrong. It's 100% mutter, according to Rashi. So we explained, yeah, but it's still a lax in Shmira. I don't know if you're there, you might not have been there, but still lax in Shmira, so therefore you could imagine, because the same thing is if you just drop it, it's going to be an Isser D'Oraisa. So therefore, still you might have thought that there's going to be a Knas, even though you didn't do anything wrong, technically, but a lax in Shmira. Okay, because Shmira of the D'Oraisa, because it's one step away from the D'Oraisa. Fine, but the Rashba, the Tos didn't buy that. He says, look, after all, if you're doing something mutter, there's no Knas. Can't have a Knas if it's mutter. So he says, that's the Tos Kash on Rashi. Well, you didn't do anything wrong, so how could there be a Knas? So the Rashba says, no, it is Asser. He's saying it's Asser, and now he's saying a new thing. It's Asser to take your hand, if you're standing in the Rishus Yachid, and you want to put your hand into the Rishus Harab, Asara, so it's into the Makom Petor. So even though technically you're just going from Siach to Makom Petor, you're not doing anything. It's awesome. Why? Because maybe you're going to throw it. Like we were saying in Rashi. Rashi, we were just saying it's lax in Shmira. Because it's really gezeira. Because if you drop the object, it's going to be a hotzah de'oraisa. It's going to be a hotzah de'oraisa. So it's saying it's asr to... It's, in a certain sense, it's a haskalah de'oraisa. It's not a haskalah because you're not going into the Rishas Harab. So you're not... But practically, it's like a haskalah. So the thing is that the Rabbanan asr that also. Because it's one step away. If you throw it, even though now you have nothing to do with the Makom with the Rishas Sarabim, but practically you're above the Rishas Sarabim, and if you drop the object, it's going to go into the Rishas Sarabim. So that they asked it also, Midrabban. He says, Ukidam Rina Mesamach, Idi Vidi Lamata Measara. Really, it said everyone holds it's under 10. It's not a Karmelis. Velo Kasha, Kanvo, Yom Kamechashecha. Dam Afagav, the Lav Karmelis Dam. Even though Yashash isn't a Karmelis, Afilochi can say, Kishehotsia Mechashecha. So it says they asked her, they penalized him if he brings his hand out after it gets dark. O mishum had the shadi, or because maybe because he'll throw it. O mishum domasi la fuke lechachila mersiachalishes rabin. Or because maybe he's going to actually do this. He's going to actually do the deoraisa. He's going to actually bring it from mersiachalishes rabin. So he's talking about really where you bring it from mersiachalishes rabin, outstretched. I mean, it doesn't seem like he holds by this haschala thing exactly, or at least not. Not automatically. I mean, he's saying is that if you bring your hand from a shesiachid into a shesarabim below 10, even though it doesn't have a din of karmelis, you're not allowed to bring. You're not allowed to bring it back. So why? So it's saying is because apparently they knasted him. So why? What did he do wrong? So it says either because you'll say he's not allowed to do that because maybe he'll throw it, or you'll say because. Even not at this time, maybe he'll throw it, but next time is very similar to Rishiyalish's Rab, and maybe he's going to actually do Hotzah next time. Okay? So he says, so therefore, Hachanami, Lamayel Measari, here too above 10. Afagad the Lokan Sinan Lay. I'm sorry, so here too above 10, even though it's not really a Carmelist, but practically, you may throw it. So therefore, it partakes of the same Chashash, the Chashash that you'll end up coming to the Deoraisa. So therefore, there's an Isser, it's Asr to bring it above my Asara. And Rashi didn't hold it as Asr, but the Rashi only is Asr. But he says, but still, I've got a little kansin on like. So, but still, Mekamakam Asr Lassos came, Shundilma Mishdili Vishadi. Okay, so he's saying it's an Isser, the Rabbanon, to bring your hand above 10. Okay, but still, this Bryce is saying there's no Knas. So it's Asr to bring you, put your hand above 10 to the Makam Tor, but there's no Knas of Kikamalas. Okay, they didn't kanasi. They didn't give it a din of a karmelis. You see, he's talking kanasi here, by the way. So you see, he's talking kanas also. So he says there's no kanas. But v'chol di ish sharis l'mayla me'asara, so l'mata me'asara. Okay, and or you could say, and he's saying two reasons. Either you could say it's usher to put it above 10 because maybe you'll throw it, maybe you'll drop it, or because if you do it above 10, then you're going to end up doing it below 10. Okay, you'll do it below 10. What's wrong doing it below 10? But you're not doing hanacha, and that's what he says. V'lav gezeira le gezeirai. D'ilav ha halo kaimah. So he says, because basically they had an asr doing it below 10, because that's a gezeira. Because so that's really don't meter shesiachlish asrab. And now if you do it above 10, then you're going to come to doing it below 10. And if you're not going to asr the above 10, then the below 10 isr isn't going to exist. So practically, in order to have the isr of below 10, you're going to have the isr above 10. Okay, or you say then that's why it's also above 10. Or you say it's also above 10 because maybe you're going to drop it. Okay, either way, I mean, whatever it is, just saying practically it's a gezeira of putting your hand above 10, even though it's not a Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Makom Tor, there's a gezeira against that. Okay, but he's saying there's no kanas for that. There's no kanas for that.
You
got the other gear says inami di shas malam yasara asila fuke. So it's another answer. It's another reason why he goes there. He can't put it above 10. Okay, two different reasons. Okay, fine. No, I think it makes sense, actually. He's saying is that this is like, it's not really kikarmelis. Because the issur of kikarmelis was because it was in Rosh Hashayachid, your hand, but it's part of your body, but it partakes of the Rosh Hashanah. So they have it in a karmelis, you know? But if it's in Makom Patur, you can't do kikarmelis. You can't have the kanas of kikarmelis, because it doesn't partake of karmelis, it doesn't partake of Rosh Hashanah. But still, they assert it. It's assert to do, nonetheless. I mean, it's also to do it. And that's exactly why the Braisa is teaching it. There's no kanas. Because it is asr. It is asr to do. So the Lamayla Mesar and Lamata Mesar are both asr. But that's why the two Braises. One Braisa is saying is that it's asr to bring it back. That's if it's below 10, because it's kikarmelis. But if it's a Lamayla Mesar, it's still asr, but there's no kanas. But there's no kanas, because there's no kanas, because it says it can't have it in karmelis, because it's a Makom Tor, it doesn't partake of Rishas Rab. So that's the way the Rashi was learning. But according to Rashi, he was saying definitely it wasn't Asr. It wasn't Asr, but still I might have thought there would be a Knas because of the lack in Shmira. Because he's putting it in a situation where it's Omid to do the Deraisa. Seems like the Rashi was holding is that you couldn't have had a Knas if it were just for a lack in Shmira. Knas would be really for an Asr. You know, like, the guy lacks in a Shmira Shabbos. Okay, fine, that's true, but you can't have a Knas for that. There's no even Havmir like that. Rashi is willing to hold that so he doesn't have to posit like an Asr here. I mean, the Rashba saw positing an Issa, Darabanan, which he doesn't, there's no source for it, it seems. But he's saying is, because he's not willing to entertain that you can have a Knas for a lack of Shmir. But it seems like Rashi wasn't bothered by that, so he doesn't have to posit this thing.
How does the
Rashba? So David's question, it's a good question, I'm not sure the answer. But he's saying is that the Rashba seems to ask a Kasha on Tosfos, is that how could you have this Knas I'm sorry, that how could it be mutter? It's going to be a joke if you're allowed to move it to Maila Me'asara. So it's funny, you tell me Carmelis is mutter to go from the Carmelis to the Yadav through the Makom Mator, but now the Isser becomes it's not a real Kanas, you're not doing anything. So, okay, but now it's was Rashba hold. So therefore it's also to go to Maila Me'asara, but what's the Isser? It's Carmelis, and Carmelis from Makom Mator is mutter. So like how, it's like how he's not really arguing on Tosfos, except for just saying is it can't be, but so what do you hold, Rashba? Why is it Asar? After all, it's a Karmelis, and if you hold like this Darabon is only this is only by your Zishis Deraisa, for instance, this sort of being Machlef, so then why is it Mutter? You're not really explaining why it's Mutter. I'm sorry, why is it Asar? You're not explaining why it's Asar. You're just asking and saying it's a joke, but so what are you going to do? So abandon the Karmelis theory, whatever, but. So it's a good question. I don't know the answer. Maybe I'll look at it. Because a lot of Rishonim ask this kasha. It's not just the Rashba. We've just been in the Rashba. So maybe I'll see if someone else says a little more. The Rashba doesn't address it. He just goes on to his other pshat. Okay. So maybe we'll stop with that. So I think we're tomorrow. I mean, if I get time, I'll try to look around and see if someone answers that. But otherwise, I think I want to do is go back to the Gemara now, and it's going to get into Mibod Yom. I'm sorry. Mibod Yom. You'll see, it's going to go to Rabibi. It's going to quickly enter Rabibi. I think there's one point that I want to do about this Kanas and Mibod Yom. You'll see, the Rashi is very interesting on the Mibod Yom. Mibod Yom and Chashot Techshach. He says, you'll see what he's doing there. You have to just kind of read them and look carefully. Kan Mibod Yom and Kan Chashot Techshach. So, and then, see what he's doing there. I forgot. I think there's a Tos of the Rashi somewhere I want to do. I just have to look to my house and find out where it was. But I'll let you know. Okay?